Dear friends, there is a seed of anger in every one of us. In Buddhist psychology, we speak of consciousness in terms of seed, like a seed of corn. There are many kinds of seeds that lie deep in our consciousness. A seed of anger, a seed of violence, a seed of fear, a seed of jealousy, a seed of despair, a seed of discrimination, a seed of hate. They are all there. And when they sleep, well, we are okay. But if someone come and water these seeds, they will manifest into energy and they will make us suffer. And we also have wholesome seeds in us, namely the seeds of understanding, of awakening, of compassion, of non-violence, of non-discrimination, the seed of joy and forgiveness. They are also there. If you don't practice, if you do not live in a good environment, and then these wholesome seeds will have no chance to be watered. And that is why it's very important to select an environment where the wholesome seeds in us could be watered every day. And a kind of environment where the negative seeds will not be watered every day. I will draw a circle representing our consciousness. And I will divide the circle into two parts. And the lower part of our consciousness is called a store consciousness. Why store consciousness? Because in that part of the consciousness, all the seeds are stored and maintained and kept in it. Nothing can be lost. So you have a seed of anger, a seed of mistrust, a seed of violence, a seed of discrimination, a seed of despair. But we also have a seed of compassion, a seed of joy, a seed of non-violence, a seed of forgiveness and others. The Sanskrit term is bija, a seed. The quality, the happiness of a human being depends on the quality of the seeds they have in their store consciousness. And we should arrange, we should organize our life in such a way that the wholesome seeds in us have a chance to be watered every day. That we can prevent the negative seeds in us to be watered by ourselves and by the environment. This is a very crucial practice. I don't think that our society can get out of this violent situation, a situation of despair, without this kind of practice, protecting ourselves with a good environment, because we are exposed to the kind of negative watering every day. What we see, what we hear, what we read, always water the seed of violence, the seed of despair, the seed of hate in us and in our children. That is why it's very urgent to do something collectively in order to change the situation. Not only educators, but parents, legislators, artists have to come together in order to discuss a strategy that can help bring a kind of sane environment to us and to our children, where we shall be protected from the negative watering of the seeds in us. The practice of transformation and healing could not be effective without this practice of seeking or creating a sane environment. When someone is sick, you have to bring him to a place where he or she can be treated and to heal. Suppose someone has eaten something, drinking something that gave him or her diarrhea. The first thing is to advise that person to stop eating that, to stop drinking that. And then she will begin to eat and to drink the things that will not worsen the situation of her health. And maybe some medicine is needed, but what is important is to prevent that person to continue eating and drinking the things that will worsen the situation. It's the same here. If the human person is affected by the poison of violence and anger and despair, if you want to help heal him or her, we have to bring him or her out of the situation where she continues to ingest the toxins of violence and fear. This is very simple. This is very clear. And this is not only the job of educators. Everyone has to participate to the work of creating safe environments for us and for our children.
Đừng tìm về quá khứ, đừng tưởng tới tương lai. Quá khứ đã không còn, tương lai thì chưa tới.